From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Warren Byram and the Fabled Cane Lands. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
One, two, three.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening, one and all, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 530th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Warren Byram in the fabled Canelands. Warren Byram is a multifaceted player of many kinds of instruments and has played a variety of lead and supporting roles in some of Lexington's finest bands over the years. Now in his current group, the fabled Canelands, which features new and original tunes written and performed by Warren and his new collaborators, some new and some old. Welcome, please, Warren Byram and the fabled Canelands. Thank you.
So long, such a cold foreign land, nothing to kick around here, baby, but your rocks and aluminum cans. And it looks like you got to bring your home can. Just come have a dream on me. Now Chris Columbus, he would tell you, Robbie the Robot might tell you too, you got to change your world before the world starts changing you. You can't find your way through such a brave new world. Just come have a dream on me. Just might find heaven for a little while. Might even break on to the other side. But if you break a bad heart, or you take it too far, you'll find hell, cold gray hell, deep inside. Now we can probably all agree it's paradise being lost. But at the doors of perception, that's where we'll all pay the true cost. We can't keep those doors cleansed, but we can keep our hinges oiled. If you come have a dream on me. Just might find heaven for a little while. Might even break on through to the other side. But if you bring a bad heart, or you take it too far, you'll find hell, cold gray hell, deep inside. This planet is so watery, so divine. They once thought it was six parts dry land, with only one part made of water, to the edge of the burning sands. Please don't ever change your water into wine. Just come have a dream. Come have a dream. Oh.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Brad Becker, and if you're just joining us, you are listening to Red Barn Radio, and our guests this evening are Warren Byram and the fabled Canelands. We might start with you introducing the two fabled Canelanders who aren't on mics, the bass player and the drummer.
Sam Myers on drums.
Sam Myers.
Incredible drummer.
Where's Sam from?
Where's Sam from?
No, let's ask him.
Yeah. Originally St. Louis.
You're originally from St. Louis, but you've lived in Lexington for...
About 4 years.
All right.
Yeah, thanks.
First time I've heard you play. Sound great.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sam plays in Chris's band, too, Western Movies, and has been in touring bands out of St. Louis for years.
And then I recognize the guy back on the bass.
Scott Wilmoth. Playing together for like 12 years? Something like that, like 12 or years or more. We started out doing the Swells. I guess Scott came on like maybe 5 years into the Swells, something like that. Fabled Canelands has had, it's sort of like, I guess, Spinal Tap series of bass players, Spinal Tap Frequency. We have like four bass players, maybe.
Who's been the best one?
Well, Scott.
But yeah, I was thinking that might.
This is my favorite lineup right now. It's just got like a real relaxed kind of groove to it. All right, this next one is Fabled Canelands, which was a historical reference to the area between... basically Cincinnati, Lexington, and Louisville, which at one time used to be kind of like a savanna with lots of wild game, and it was sort of a hunting grounds for the Cherokee and the Shawnee. And I had been reading a book called The Frontiersman, Alan Eckert book, and ended up just sort of weaving that with some other stuff that was going on in my head at the time. This is what came up.
Word travel east of the Canelands. That frontier south of the Ohio. The Cherokee, the Shawnee held a truce there. The hunt, the hallowed, fertile. Must have believed it was enough for all. The preacher called it heaven on earth. The tomahawks and long rifles echo loud, and the sound of improvements. I could watch the stars move, and they shone from so far away. And the distance, it gave me hope and wonder. Now they don't seem to give that much away. Feel like a bat, and my signal ain't coming back. Just disappears out into the night. We don't learn too fast here in the Canelands. The big money machine puts nothing back. Call the governor, call the president, to see how long it's gonna last. While the poison washes over it all, and we put all monster. shimmering back through two centuries. And that great forest fell on Central Plateau, the like of which never again will be seen. While the poison washes over it all, and we put on the painted bird. Life is a monster when fear runs wild. Can I hope just to die?
We also then have Cecilia Miller-Wright. You're there on the cello. Nice to have you here.
Hi, nice to be here.
Yeah, welcome.
And, I've been here once before with the Lone Tones a long time ago.
Oh, really? I don't think I was here then.
I don't think you were either. I thought you looked different.
I don't know how different I look from when I was last here, but it's good to be back. And how did you happen to hook up with Warren and the Canelanders?
I was working at Good Foods Co-op, and sometimes I would ring up Warren's groceries and kind of bug him and tell him I wanted to play with him, so... Eventually he let me.
What would typically be on Warren's shopping list?
He would usually buy a couple pounds of coffee, bunch of candy bars.
You mean natural?
No,
do they have candy there?
You know, the organic fair trade stuff.
That's not candy.
Warren knew my husband, Josh, right, who also is a musician. So they've played music together and just lots of mutual friends. I've only lived in Lexington for a year and a half, so I'm relatively new to town. And it's been really fun playing with Warren.
Whenever I see someone with a cello, I assume they're classically trained. Is that your background?
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've ventured into doing folk?
I've been improvising and playing folk music. I studied classical music at UT, but even while I was in college, you know, I would go from, you know, working on Bach to like running to the bar to play a show. So.
And was that because you had a teacher who encouraged you to do that?
No, not really. That's just what I wanted to do. I don't think he was so into that, but...
Can you use classical technique to play this kind of music?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of overlap. I mean, technique is technique. And music is music, you know. It's all good, and it's all helpful to know as much as you can, so...
There's a lot of love in this landlocked town. These days I try and drink it down. And I never think about the fall when I climb that cemetery wall. I've been listening to worms all day, staring up at Henry Clay. Now I don't think that's high enough to be my resting place. I'm gonna climb you all the tower, and I'll sail above your tree. I'm hearing voices in the street, kind of sound like Don Van Fleet. Well, he don't have much good to say, and I'll throw this cardboard sign away. Yeah. Well, I thank you for that dollar. Give me something hot to eat. Pay no attention to that bottle that's laying in the weeds. I won't need it when I climb you all. of 200,000 gallons. I'll bet that sea can really sing. And I'll bring a ball peen hammer, and I can hear it ring. I wanna climb your water tower, and I'll sail up to your I listen for my true love's heart, but it barely makes a sound. It's a bit more like a quarry blast. I feel it deep underground. It makes me want to climb your water tower, and I say
Chris Sullivan, great to have you back.
Good to be here.
Always
Thanks.
Nice to hear you play. You and Warren have been playing music together for how long?
Over 20. I've kind of lost count.
The first band we had was Pollywog. It was like, Chris dubbed it Jalopy Swing or Jalopy Jazz. That was like 91 or 2, wasn't it? Maybe 93.
So when we first met, your band then was the Pollywogs.
Yeah, that was one of them. Yeah, we were playing in 93, certainly.
You've been doing music in Lexington since you were right out of high school?
Actually, I moved here from Spain when I was 8, and I started doing singing telegrams. So, you know, often played gigs in the last month where I made less money than I did then.
Tell me how deep and dark to go, chasing my dreams inside a hole. You ever spend a night alone inside Black Mountain? You might still love, you might still land. When you're down in that hole, just reach out your hand. Let the high lonesome sound of a lost dog guide you home. Black Mountain rise so high above. Black Mountain dogs, they wanna run free, chasing that scent through the pine trees, a scent that'll lead them deep inside Black Mountain. listen to the dogs and stop your crying. Seven counties on down the road to Black Mountain. Get lost and we don't know when the trail lead us deep inside Black Mountain. Black Mountain rise so high above the valley. Black Mountain where the laurel grows so fair. Black Mountain dogs wanna run free, chasing that scent through the pine trees. Scent that'll lead them deep inside Black Mountain dogs that wanna run free, chasing that scent through the pine trees. The scent will lead them deep inside Black Mountain.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Warren Byram and the Fabled Canelands, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Warren Byram and the Fabled Canelands after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.